change your life in 2020. If you're like me, you probably spent way too much time last month thinking about your New Year's resolutions and how to make your life better in 2020. Well, it's 2020. Have you done anything yet? If you have, I really hope it's going well for you. If you haven't, all is not lost. Here's how you can make significant changes in your life so that this year becomes the best year ever. Firstly, you need to take a long, hard look at your life and identify where you are now. Brainstorm your reality and list your current situation in different areas of your life, such as family, work, health, spirituality, community, etc. List the good things as well as the bad. We need to find out who we are now and where we are now before we can visualize and plan for improvements in the future. Next, note down the kind of person you want to be in the same areas of your life. Then write the action steps you need to take in order to arrive to that point. For example, I can say that at the moment I exercise very occasionally. I go to the gym maybe once a week and I don't wear the Fitbit that my wife bought me for my birthday. I know I want to exercise more. And I think that 4 days a week is realistic and achievable. So, my plan is to go to the gym 4 days a week and wear my Fitbit every day. If I don't go to the gym, the Fitbit must show that I've walked at least 10,000 steps. Do you get the idea? I've set a goal now that's realistic, measurable, and achievable. Some people set goals like, oh, I must exercise more. Well, what does that mean exactly? What does more mean? So make your goals measurable and achievable. Now, do this for every area of your life that you want to improve this year and write down your plan in a notebook or diary. It's not easy to keep to the plan. I know, I make one every year, but I've learned that the most important qualities to create positive habits and stop those bad ones are commitment, consistency and patience. I'll repeat those because they're really important. You need commitment, consistency and patience in order to reach your goals. And finally, start small. If you set a goal to post on your blog every day, start with only one sentence. You'll be amazed at how quickly that small habit will grow into a paragraph and then a full blog post. So good luck. Be the best that you can and have a happy, healthy and successful New Year.